Today we'll be doing Simon Mem Tes. The title of the Simon is Sheyachal Lomar Kriya Shema Bal Peh, that a person is permitted to recite Kriya Shema by heart. Shulchan Aruch tells us, Afal Gav Dekayim Olam Dvarim Shebichsav Yatara Shaylo Amram Al Peh, even though generally we assume that Dvarim Shebichsav, meaning to say Torah Shebichsav, you are not allowed to recite by heart, you have to recite it out of a chumash or out of a siddur. Kol Dvar Sheragil V'Shagar B'Fi Akol Kikon Kriya Shema Birkas Kohanim U'Pai Shetatam Mirich Hayotzei Bo'en Mutter. But anything that people know fluently in their mouths, things like Kriya Shema Birkas Kohanim with the Parshas Atamid, you are allowed to recite by heart. Mishnah Berurah tells us Dvarim Shebichsav Suma Mutter Likros B'Alpeh Mishum Eis Laso Slashem Hefiru Torah Secha. A blind person can recite Psukim by heart anyway, because based on the pasuk in Tehillim that says Eis Laso Slashem Hefiru Torah Secha. Sometimes when you're in a pressing situation, you don't have any alternative, so you have to be mevater on certain halachos. Who Adinim Who Beviso Asurim and Yachol Hasik Shem Chumash. If you're locked in prison and you don't have access to a chumash either, the same halacha would apply. Iyata Kasev Haradvaz Kalev Sun Kuf Lamed Hey Likros La Parsha B'Alpeh B'Shasha Shliach Tzibur Korei Aninis Har. The Radva says that I personally am careful to not recite these parshios by heart when the Shliach Tzibur is reading them, but if others are doing it, I'm not going to stop them. Because many poskim assume that the iser of reciting psukim by heart is only when you're doing it to be motzi other people. What if a person's giving a drasha and they're quoting numerous psukim, and each time they quote a pasuk, it's going to be a big hassle to keep flipping around the chumash to find the psukim, so he says he could be makel there as well. When we talk about something being fluent in one's mouth, it has to not just be fluent in your mouth, that you know it by heart, but it has to be, it has to be something that everyone knows, like Shema, like Birkas Kohanim. Because there's a machlokas regarding which things fall under this heter of being allowed to be said by heart, so the Mishnah Berurah quotes that one should really only be makel for those things that are written explicitly here in the Shulchan Aruch, namely Shema, Birkas Kohanim, and Parshas Hatamid. Chavos Yair thinks that it's permissible to recite the entire Tehillim by heart because it's really just about being ma'or Hashem's rachamim, so it's more like Tfila and less like learning. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, he says you could rely on the Chavos Yair anyway, because according to the Atera Zekinim and the Gra, this Isser only applies when you're being motzi someone else. When you're saying Tehillim, you're not being motzi someone in anything. Mutter v'motzi acherim b'amiraso esaksuvim. When a person is being motzi other people by reciting psukim, so then again you should be machmir to not recite those psukim by heart. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up a simen nun tomorrow.